got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you're about to transform and roll out only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG One Mom.
TFG1 Monk? Have you people listened to me for the last 15 years? I never shut up. You talking Monk, Vow of Silence, aww. Right. Aww. Wax on, mouth off.
Wax on, wax off.
Holy shit, dude. We made it. 15 years.
I know, it's crazy.
Crazy.
I've only killed the show twice.
Well, you just keep having the itch to want to, you know. I mean, technically, we should be on version 15 now, even though we're only on really version 3.0 for the most part. But in preparation for this, I went back. This is not another ATTF, This Is Your Life, but this is me, ATTF, This Is Your Life. I went back and I listened to a bunch of the old episodes just to kind of catch up and just, we're not doing 16th anniversary. We might say something next year about, oh, it's been 16 years, but we're not like, so we'll celebrate again in 5 years when it hits 20 or whatever. But so I'm going back through and I'm fixing audio links and I'm fixing this and fixing that and fixing whatever has to be fixed. And I look at it and I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, so lots of interviews, lots of cool things. I completely forgot that Optimus Solo had joined us for version 2.0, episode 1 and 2. So I wrote that up on geekcastradio.com, and man, what a 15 years. I mean, David Kay 3 times, Gary Chalk, Tara Strong, Stan Bush like 10 different times, the late great David Wise, late great Larry Attilio, Ian James Corlett, Robert Anskier, David Sobolov, Dan Gilvezan, Steve Bloom, Neil Ross, Josh Burcham, Frank Todaro. Yeah, it's been one hell of a ride.
Oh yeah, we've talked to so many people.
Yep. And that's not even counting the, I think I have it figured out in here, I think like something like 27 ATTF Origins episodes, I think. Something like that.
That's surprising.
It works. I mean, you know, it's content. It's fun. It's interesting. It's a good way to get people on here without having to have them needing to be on here, like regular co-hosts kind of thing. So, you know, it works. So you got anything you want to say about 15 years before? I mean, this is your baby. You started all this stuff, Mr. Predacon Empire.
I know, Predacon Empire. You know, it started as Optimus Primal's Maximal Central.
Optimus Primal's Max OPMC?
Well, there was no acronym back then.
I'm down with one
of these days. I'll have to pull it up. I took like screenshots a long time ago. I don't even know if archive.org will pull it up because it's a GeoCities site.
And GeoCities is dead.
Well, yeah, but it gets a little it gets a little weird just in trying to find these old sites.
Yeah.
I'll give it a good shot. Do you remember when GeoCities used to give you these really long addresses where it was like
GeoCities.com/time
yeah. /town square/corridor/1815/ and then whatever the .html was. For reference, that was the Transformers one. the exact URL.
Nice.
I typed it so many times into places that I never forgot.
Yeah,
and then they allowed you to choose like a handle that was more user-friendly.
Yeah.
And so I was able to use geocities.com/OptimusIIPrima.
Okay.
At the time, there was really no other option.
Okay.
And so I hosted it on GeoCities. It was a knockoff of another guy's website, which was Maximal Central. And he kind of quit updating it when Season 3, Episode 1 aired.
Attention all Predacons! Pull yourselves together! Our situation has altered.
And I kind of took the ball and ran with it.
Yeah.
And then it evolved into Predacon Empire, little by little.
Mm-hmm.
I paid a guy like 50 or 75 bucks or something to design a theme for me, because I was like, I'm incompetent, I can't do it. Because I was going from GeoCities to a functional website.
Yeah.
And I was using a Microsoft Front Page to design website pages,
yep. Which,
don't get me wrong, occasionally, I still have it, occasionally I will crack that program open if I need to do like a hotspot over an image.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get the coordinates to go over it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't use that anymore. I've used WordPress since 2008. I used vBulletin for a little bit there for the forum on Predacon Empire. And then I switched to PHP Bulletin Board because they wanted an astronomical amount for the license.
Yeah.
Or vBulletin. Even though I liked vBulletin, it was a pain and it was expensive. And I was like, I can't afford this. So I switched. And then I found like a portal software for PHP Bulletin Board, which looked like vBulletins. And I built this whole dashboard and this awesome integrated site that was integrated into the forums. And I had the Cafe Spark forums. And then I had the Transformers Unleashed RPG.
Yep.
Because I came over from people from tfarchive.org, which was the Cybertron archive that still exists somewhere, but it's on like another free forum somewhere. And one of the guys that were like kind of high up there, he recreated it, but it never kind of took off again.
Right. Yeah.
Which is kind of the case with a lot of forums. Once they died, they just kind of never came back.
Yeah. And the other thing is with forums, as much as forums were a thing back then, once social media, once Facebook and Twitter and all these other things now kind of like, those are the forums. Now, they're not the forums in the spirit of what the forums were, but social media kind of took the place of forums, which,
well,
kind of sucks.
Yeah, I agree. The only one of Transformer forums I'm still a member of is AllSpark and TFW 2005. TFW 2005 seems to be the unkillable forum.
Yeah.
AllSpark kind of goes in and out. Periodically, yeah. I'm more active on their Discord than I am on their website, because the website's kind of just there.
Garbage.
Well, okay. It's not that it's garbage. It's just kind of there.
It's just there.
Those are like the only two, like Cybertron.com too, but I don't, they got too big and bloated and I just really didn't care for the design.
Yeah.
And I still don't. So I don't really frequent that one much, if at all anymore.
Yeah.
They had like Heavy Metal War on their forum, which I played for a time, and then I got locked out of my account and just was like, all right, I'm done. And never went back. And then I remember like the Transformers Network, the Cybertron Archive, TransFandom, Vector Sigma, Teletran 3. There were so many different Transformers sites back then. And we had this like web ring thing going, so we were all kind of quasi networked.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then I kind of took Predacon Empire and kind of kept trying to recreate it.
Yeah.
to not much success. After Geekcast Radio started, I kind of dumped it and then rolled everything into Geekcast Radio rather than, because All Things Transformers started on Predacon Empire.
On Predacon and so Empire, did,
and so did the TFG1 podcast.
Yes, it did.
So.
Absolutely, yeah. 27 guests for Origins. 2 years ago, we did the top 100 Transformers characters countdown. So there's that. We got that done. Huge thanks to Optimus Solo for all the hard work that he does on the countdowns and all that good stuff. And yeah, it's been one hell of a wild ride. So we are way behind.
And yes.
It's not unusual for us to be way behind, but we are at least 2 weeks behind, and that's perfectly fine because life happens and life comes before podcasting.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, mini-bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content. Till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
But we do have 7 stories that we're going to talk about tonight. Some are kind of like combined into each other and things like that. But the first thing, coming out of SDCC 2023 this year, Skybound Entertainment Transformers comic panel recap. So they give basic like answers to what questions, you know, kind of things. So will Quintessons or Nebulons appear in this universe? Wait and see. Robert Kirkman says Kirkman created the giant building blocks for Daniel Warren Johnson to work off of story-wise. Featured characters in the first arc were chosen because they are Johnson's favorite characters. The comic is a starting point. The world and the roster of characters will expand as time goes on. How can G.I. Joe kill a Transformer? Read the comics and you'll find out. The Autobots are navigating this brand new world, Earth, for the first time. No plans to tie in any of the other Hasbro properties, visionaries, and humanoids at this time. Good. Don't. Please don't. Age range for this is, the target for this is 12 to 16-year-olds, the same as the mainline Marvel and DC books. Clearing separation between what Paramount does with Transformers and what Skybound is doing with Transformers. So that's good that Skybound is doing its own thing.
Yep.
Love that. Plans to republish older comic content from IDW and Marvel Comics exist. So that's good because that's amazing because the IDW stuff is disappearing.
Yeah.
It like is all but vanished from Amazon. I can't get the trades anymore digitally. It sucks. But if Skybound is going to reprint them, that'll be amazing. Other things, then this is probably going to interest you. Skybound is not limited to the 1984-85 Transformers characters in their Transformers comic. Robert Kirkman jokes about getting Bulkhead into the comic. So the reason why I said this would be good for you is because if they're not limited to it, that means Beast Wars could come back at any point in time.
I really would love to have Beast Wars again. And it's more than just, you know, I don't know. I would be fine if they continued IDW's run.
Yeah.
But I would also be fine if they told other stories that took place in season 1 or season 2 or season 3 or pre-season 1 or, you know, maybe like how Megatron took over Cybertron, you know,
absolutely
for Beast Machines, you know, that maybe there's like a whole series.
That's a story right there. I want right now. Yes.
Of Megatron taking over the planet little by little, you know, creating a new army and taking out Autobots, Decepticons that are remaining, Maximals and Predacons. And then to end it, the Maximals show up.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be so cool. Up next, we have the Saturday SDCC 2023 Hasbro booth images. I'm only bringing this up because we've seen already a little bit. I just haven't really talked about it. We see clearer images of Shattered Glass, the new Shattered Glass Rodimus. And as someone who had the original BotCon version, I like the car mode on the new one, but robot mode, I still think that the original 2008 BotCon version is superior, in my personal opinion.
I could see that.
I will say what I do like about this new version is that he comes... So his, if you look at his headshot, I think it's... I forget what image number that is.
463 or 633 has a close-up of the upper torso.
Yeah. So if you look at that, you will see that his eyes are red, as they're supposed to be, because it's shattered glass. This version comes with a red visor, like Hot Rod's blue visor that he had in the movie. So that's really cool. Like, if I had this figure, I would probably only display the robot mode with the visor on.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool. That's
awesome. And then they've got shattered glass Sideswipe.
Yep.
Which is a repaint of G2 Sideswipe.
Yep.
But what's funny about it is, it kind of reminds me of Wheeljack from Armada.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I didn't realize they sold a G2 Sideswipe.
Well, that's the green one, right? That's the...
No, the green one is for shattered glass, but G2 Sideswipe is, instead of red all over, he's black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He looks like, he looks super slick.
Yeah, he looks so slick. That is so cool.
I didn't realize that it was out at one point. This is the problem with coming back into Transformers around War for Cybertron. You realize all of the things that you just didn't pay attention to in the store.
Yeah.
Because you didn't go.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, they had this? Oh, they had this?
They had that. Like, to the eBays. We must find it all. That is hilarious. Yeah, that is so, so good. And then part of SDCC, I think the most explosive part of this is we are finally getting Studio Series 86 Commander Class Ultra Magnus. We are finally getting an actual true to the movie Ultra Magnus toy. That is amazing.
I thought that was kind of neat because they... Yeah. I was never a fan of the War for Cybertron like aesthetic. It's kind of like the Kingdom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the beast like a real world beast look. It's like you guys couldn't have just given us like poor man masterpiece, like where they looked exactly like the show, just miniature. Because for one, it's kind of scratching two itches there. Those that want the masterpiece or want show quality get it. But also you're going to sell it to pretty much everybody because it's budget worthy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I mean, the Dinobot looks like, other than part of the robot mode, it's almost a copy paste.
pretty much.
Just they miniaturized it because they finally got Dinobot right. But this Ultra Magnus, I had the Siege version.
Uh huh.
And they're very similar. Like it's a very similar build. I will say the feet on this are different.
Mm-hmm.
The headpiece looks a little bit different. The chest is very similar. The arms look a little bit different. But they definitely took a lot of that classic look in remolding and rebuilding this.
Well, what they did was, if you look at the updated article, that is the secondary article where
The Prime isn't separate, is it?
No, it's not a Prime. Yeah, it's
basically everything folds right into that cab. It's just the cab is just kind of
it
doesn't become a separate robot.
No, not at all. No. So if you look at the updated article, it says the first image they show is matching the animation, and they show the animatic. And they show the toy in the poses that are in the animatic to match the animation. And that's what they did with this, is they tried their best to fully match the animatic, to the point where if you would like to disassemble him and have the Junkions put him back together again, I can't believe they figured this shit out. I cannot believe it. This is so hilarious. So good.
I love that they did it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
it's
funny.
It's just crazy how they kind of gutted him and redid him in such a weird way, but staying true to the figure and the character.
So a part of the Toxitron collection is the G2 Grimlock, and he is lots of bright yellow and green and pink and whatever, and it says, unleash a storm of toxic destruction with G2 Universe Grimlock action figure. Converting Transformers action figure for boys and girls is inspired by the original color designs from the G2 toy line in the 90s. Bright color schemes of this Transformers toy is sure to stand out in any fan's collection. You got that right.
It kind of reminds me of, remember when everybody was going, talking about Piss Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what this is. But very, Grimlock. Yes. I don't hate it.
Oh, I don't hate it either.
I like the shiny green, like metallic look and the kind of gold that's on there. I don't love the hot pink and the it's just like overload of yellow.
Yeah.
The hot pink I don't hate it. Yeah, just because it's just weird.
It's well, but then again, the 90s and G2 weird.
G2 that was the era of extreme on everything, and then like brightly neon colors and I get it, and I love the fact that they remold, you know, they didn't even remold it. They just painted it and resold it, but I don't know. I'm loving the fact that they're revisiting the G2 pool.
Yeah.
On a lot of aspects, and they're hitting all of the fandoms. They're not just leaving, you know, sucks for this one. You know, we're getting some Armada. We're getting some G2. I'm waiting for Machine Wars. I know they've expressed interest in doing it.
Yes.
It's just a matter of when. Because the only ones I want.
Mm-hmm.
From Machine Wars, Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Yeah,
those are literally the only two, and I love the designs of both. Even though like Megatron is, he's just a flip changer in that line, and then Prime is basically Thunderclash.
Yeah,
but I don't care. I love the transformation and the different design and the just kind of the way that it all works out. So I will be awaiting the future.
Yes, absolutely.
I won't buy the originals because they're insanely priced, and honestly, like, articulation has come a long way in 30 years.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing these new versions come.
Well, and it's like the missing link Prime.
Which that thing is crazy. So we're going to talk about two things in one thing here, folks. We got the Missing Link Optimus Prime CO1 and CO2. So CO1 is the toy colors version that comes with the trailer. CO2 is the animation colors that is just the cab, no trailer. I believe Big Bad Toy Store has the trailer one listed at $120, and then the non-trailer version is $70 for the animation color.
Did you own original Prime?
Yes.
I did too.
Yep.
I had two of them. I had G2 and G1.
I had Generation 1 and I had Power Master Optimus Prime.
My brother had that one.
Do that.
Yes, I could 3D print G2 or Power Master Prime.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
But he doesn't. No, he would transform. it's a lot of plastic, though. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, no.
but what I didn't like about the original Prime, he had no posability. He just had no rotation, no swivels on anything. the fists were pretty bland, and you had to take them out and put them in his cab.
Yep.
And you had to physically take them off.
Yeah. They
which was annoying. And so this, they added the ankle tilt. They added a swivel in the legs. They added the fists fold in, but they don't fold in completely because they hatch in behind his grill,
mm-hmm.
which was just a, kind of an empty space in the original. And then they have the Matrix enclosure, which can be taken out to be authentic to the original toy.
Yes.
And then the head still flips. And I'm like, you guys win. Way to improve on an old design and do very little, you know, modification to make it work.
Exactly.
I love it. I won't buy it, but I love it.
I love that it's happening. I love that they're doing it. I think it's great. I'm very interested to see what other Missing Link, what other characters they put into Missing Link. I know that we will never get
Megatron.
I know, and that's fine.
Unless they somehow figure out how to use the original robot mode and have it turn to a tank. Or into a Shockwave-style blaster.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could see them trying it, though. And trying to give it that retro look.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
I do love this because he can hold the Matrix. He can, you know, very poseable. I'm awaiting with bated breath a Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime.
I think this is what it's I honestly, I don't know. They could do Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime, most likely. But I think this is probably the best we're going to get when it comes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not saying I know. I'm saying I don't know. I'm just saying everything that they've revealed so far for 40th anniversary, which 40th anniversary is like 6 months away. I mean, technically, it's longer than that, but next year is the 40th. So
we're getting five new primes. Technically, we're getting two masterpieces with the toy aesthetic.
Yep.
And then we're getting these two versions with the toy aesthetic, and then we're getting this JAXA Lunar Rover.
Yep.
Optimus Prime, which is again, nice. Like how they did that. That other type of trailer that became Santa Prime, and then the one that they gave him, the regular paint job.
Yep.
And then you get this one, the lunar thing. I'm like, okay, they've given some different twist to Prime, made him relevant.
Yep.
And still kept his aesthetic overall. And I don't hate it.
I actually dig it. I think it's cool.
I think this vehicle would work great for a Cybertronian Optimus Prime.
It could, yes.
And if it were, I don't know. I do kind of dig it. I like the other one better with the I forget what that figure is supposed to be. The one that became the Christmas Prime.
The Ultra, the Armada Prime.
Not Armada Prime, the one they used for, I'm going to have to look it up now because I can't remember what they called it. But it was the.
Oh, I know what you're talking about too. I just saw somebody do a video on this thing.
Yeah, Lunar Cruiser Prime is $75. That's nuts. That's a detractor for me right there. But it's just insane how high these are getting now. So they have this other Prime, and I for the life of me cannot figure out his name. We got Game Optimus, like Gamer Optimus Prime from War for Cybertron.
Yeah, that's from the game.
But which again, I like it.
I thought it was Armada Prime, wasn't it?
Armada is a totally different one. we've gotten Legacy like Leader Laser Optimus Prime, which I was digging that, and I wanted that as a kid so bad, but I was like, I just can't. Like, if they would have sold them without the trailer, I would have dove on it. But it's the Volvo.
Oh, the Volvo.
Yes, Prime. The Volvo. That's what it is. I absolutely love that robot mode.
Yeah,
like I. really like that figure, the robot mode, just because the way it transforms, the way it looks, having the wheels behind his head, the head sculpt on that alone is probably the best head sculpt they've ever done on one of these size figures.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's VNR Prime. That's what it is.
Yes,
I was trying to think of it myself too, but yeah, no, he looks so great. Looks so cool. Yeah, very cool, very cool. All right. Yeah. What? What else was? We went down a rabbit hole, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Well, it's about the same as we always do.
Well, so then there's Tarantulas and Dinobot.
Yes. Tarantulas and Dinobot are in that as well. Yep.
And the premium finish, they gave Dinobot his complete paint job.
Yay!
Which looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
They gave him the tan, that the little streaks on him in beast mode and through robot. They gave him the gold and the brown that mattered on all the areas on his legs. And just, they painted the interior of the spinner tail.
Yep.
The toenails, like they literally painted every aspect of Dinobot. And Tarantulas, for the life of me, and I'm going to have to pull mine out of the cabinet because I cannot fathom what they did. like Terrorsaur, I was able to just tear apart.
Yeah.
So what they did with this is what they did with Tarantulas. The purples on the original figure that they mm-hmm. released for Legacy.
Yep.
They're the wrong shade of purple. Like this is
all right.
The purple that's on him in the premium finish is more of a glossy grape.
Yeah.
Color, whereas the other one is just straight purple, which if I really wanted to fix it,
you could.
I have that color.
Yeah.
Because I bought it when I was trying to do pre-Beast Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
And I just realized that his chainsaw thing and his other piece come apart looking at this picture.
Don't you hate that when you think about something and then you look at something and you realize, oh.
You're like, oh, so that's why.
Well, it's kind of like, oh, what are we going to do now?
But, yeah, I mean, in this version of Tarantulas, don't get me wrong, I like this version of Tarantulas. He doesn't look as creepy unless he's in beast mode.
Right.
I like the Transmetal version better, but at the same time, like, I don't really know if I'd need a second Tarantulas.
Yeah.
One
Tarantulas is more than enough. Just ask Beast Wars Megatron.
Yes. Just add Beast Wars Megatron.
No, ask. I said ask, not add. Ask.
I mean, my Megatron collection is growing, so.
Yes, yeah. That's alligator. What she said.
Yes, I have the alligator. I have the kingdom. I have the masterpiece. I have the Transmetal masterpiece. I have Transmetal 2 Dragon and IDW.
Yep.
And Beast Machines and pre Beast, and then just add an Optimal and
mm-hmm.
I have no.
I still want, and I still need to find this, but I forget what it was. Whatever convention, I think it was San Diego last year, I don't remember. Remember when we were talking about, we were doing another one of these San Diego convention coverage recap things, and they had on display only this giant version of Dragon Megatron that was attached. It was like a display piece. I want that. Like, that's the Beast
Wars. Oh, the statue.
Yes, I want that. Like, that would be so cool. I need to see those images again. I don't remember what story it was on TFW.
It was like Prime One Studios.
Probably, you're right. You're most definitely.
Because they made a standard Beast Megatron.
Right. Yes.
That was standing on like the corpse of like Dinobot and Primal and stuff.
Yep.
those just, I like them, but I like the figures because they're posable, mm-hmm. even though they're all like standing statues in my cabinet right now. I liked the winged, like the Giant X winged dragon that I did have at one point. But, and he was immaculate to the show. Massive. he took up like the amount of space of four of my masterpiece put together, like in this cabinet. And I was just like, I can't. The Transmetal 2, though, it's not too bad. I mean, it's the Legacy one. It's not. I feel like he's more fitting for like the TransArt Optimus, because Optimal, right. I always saw as bigger.
Yep.
So.
I don't know, that just that statue of just, and I'm looking at the other one, the full on dragon one, the one that stands up, the one that's in the fire, that's the Prime One Studios one, mm-hmm. that goes up against like Black Arachnia and all. I'm looking at old pictures of that, and this was, when was this? You know, websites, I would like you to put your dates of your published articles at the top.
Well, on PrimeOneStudios.com, they have like a movie, Power Master Optimus Prime. They have a Sideswipe and Megatron from the movies. They have Transmetal 2 Megatron, which is $2,000. Like $2,000 for that. They have War for Cybertron, Optimus, and Megatron. Jetwing, Optimus Prime. They have the what are those figures? The they call them QD1 figures or something.
Yeah.
And they have Prime and Megatron.
Yeah, I see that. I might actually get those for you. The Optimus Prime and Megatron Beast Wars complete set, $100. Like, they're essentially Chibi, Megatron, and Optimus. Wow, that's hilarious.
But, so they have those. And then I think at one point they have like an Ultra Magnus statue.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through the Prime. I need to contact Prime One Studios because I need to see these damn. It was a reference to the end of Beast Wars. He was attached to. It wasn't a single figure statue. He was attached to the planet. And none of these things that I'm scrolling through are showing me what I want to see. They're all awesome. They have, I love it.
They had Beast Megatron for like $1,100.
My God, really?
They had Optimus Primal.
Yeah.
It's funny because some of them are on sale and in stock, like some of the older stuff, but all the Beast ones are gone. Like the, they have a Megatron that's like almost $500 and he looks pretty sweet.
Nice.
But yeah, it's kind of insane the level of detail. I remember when this Prime One Studios Megatron and Primal came out, I was like, oh, those are pretty sick.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And look, for the prices, for what you get, it's absolutely worth the money that they're charging because of all the, like you're saying, articulation and this and that and detail. So I'm not balking at the price because of that at all. I'm just saying, like, damn.
Well, it's funny because the Beast Megatron one has like Dinobots parts all on the ground.
Yep.
And it lights up like the Megatron's eyes.
Oh, sweet. That's so cool.
And the dinosaur head lights up. Like, I love the robot mode head.
Nice.
On that. Yeah. I wish I could get like a Beast Wars Megatron like helmet.
That would be cool.
Cause I would walk around and wear it and go, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Megatron, terrorize. but yeah, and then they've got the Primal, and yeah, I don't know, like some of their stuff's pretty wicked. This Megatron, though, it looks like he's bursting out of the lava.
Yep, absolutely.
And he looks all right. Like, I don't just love it, but they kind of gave their own twist to it.
Yeah,
Looks like they had two different versions, though. One that looks like it was kind of bursting out of the rubble, and one that was kind of not. But it's got Tarantulas' body like laying underneath them, all charred.
So this is my Mega. Well, I mean, I like most Megatrons, except for Movie Megatron. Anyway, but this is like this is how I need things to be easy. Okay. I've never been a model kit builder at all. I just can't do it. However, the way that this is being done is I've already pre-ordered it. It comes out in October. YOLO Park, which I've never heard of YOLO Park whatsoever. But YOLO Park AMK Pro Series G1 Megatron model kit in-hand images. We can share for you our first in-hand images of the new YOLO Park AMK Pro Series G1 Megatron Model Kit packaging. We have a clear look at the packaging, all parts and accessories of this easy-to-build model kit. As with the Rise of the Beasts AMK figures, this G1 Megatron comes with all his parts pre-assembled and pre-painted. You just have to connect the torso, head, and limbs. This 21-centimeter this 21-centimeter action figure features die-cast parts, several accessories to recreate classic poses of the ruthless Decepticon leader. According to YOLO Park's Facebook, they have updated the accessories with a Vector Sigma key made of alloy and an Energon sword and an Energon mace and LED lights in the eyes and main cannon. While this figure was originally released via a Kickstarter campaign and is now available for pre-order worldwide via our sponsors, etc., 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 this thing is badass.
Is this the one that's like $65?
Yeah. Like, as you were talking about your other Megatrons, I'm like, wait a minute. How do I not? I pre-ordered it as we were recording this because I thought I already had it pre-ordered, but I didn't.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm like, oh, that's not bad at all. Because like the Furei model flame toys or whatever, those are like completely disassembled.
Yeah.
But like, this is really interesting. I would be down if they did some like Beast Wars or they did some like, I don't know. I'm kind of, part of me wishes I never got rid of my masterpiece MP01 Prime.
I know.
That was like the one out of everything. I was like, that one was pretty. Yeah. But,
so no, this thing, nuts. Man, looking at these images, I do not need an anniversary Generation 1 Megatron gun.
Oh, no way.
This is
spectacular.
This is amazing. Like, amazing. So he comes with, like I said, why am I calling it a cyber key? The Vector Sigma key comes with his purple mace. Come on, you had me at purple mace. I mean, come on. But like the one image where it's the person holding him by his leg and a clear fusion cannon looks great, looks amazing. I think he has multiple faceplates. I would hope he does. He has an anger. I'm looking at the mace out image and he's got an angry face, so yay, because that G1 happy face thing just is creepy to me. The one where it's
I like how the figure comes with the battle damage.
Yes, that is super cool.
Like the damage chest and like, yep. I mean, it's literally modular. I mean, it's just pop it together.
Yeah, I'm sending this to you in the chat so you can see what I'm talking about. That happy smile, that's not Megatron. It is, but it isn't kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like that one, you got to have him with the angry.
Yeah,
this like one. Like the frown.
That's this one I just sent you.
Yeah, that one's Megatron.
Yeah, that's Megatron. Yeah,
the other one is Beast Megatron.
Yeah, but I love this thing. I'm...
Now, if they came out with a Transmetal 2 Optimal, or not Optimal, Megatron of this, or like the Beast Machines Cloak Megatron.
I want YOLO. I would buy that in a heartbeat.
I would too.
YOLO Park, if you're listening to this, I will start posting this in your Facebook and your Twitter and whatever you X, whatever Cloak you want.
Megatron.
Cloak Megatron from Beast Machines.
Because it doesn't have to transform.
No. Well, this doesn't transform either.
Exactly.
It's, yeah, I mean...
That would be like a slam dunk that everybody wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, they ruined Beast Machines so horribly when it came out, like, toy-wise.
Oh,
I,
poor Supreme Cheetor. What a sex toy.
Long legs.
That's what she said. No, I love this thing. I didn't think I would be getting back into, like, other than Funko stuff, but some of these models and some of these things, that's my thing now. I just want, like, I haven't opened them yet, but I've actually taken the boxes off the floor. I haven't opened them yet, but I have the, a while ago I pre-ordered the Bumblebee Goldbug Edition and the Cliffjumper 3-0 figures, the MDLX figures that just don't do anything. I mean, they're similar to this. They're pre-built. They're pre-painted, but like you can change the heads out, you can change the hands out, you can whatever, but they just stand there. I've got the Optimus and the Nemesis too. I'm hoping they do a shattered glass purple Optimus, but I don't think they will. But no, this after seeing this Yolo Park Megatron, I'm like, do every other character like this. I will buy them all. I want a Hot Rod. I want a Rodimus Prime. I want a purple Galvatron. I want Skywarp. I want Cyclonus. I want it all because this is super. You look at that packaging. The inside of that package where it basically just lays out his entire body on one side and his weapons on the other side. And I believe that's a stand or some sort of base in there as well for him to stand on, I think, if I'm seeing that correctly. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, no. This is cool. AMK Pro Series 27. Oh, man, this is... I almost want to cancel my 3-0 Megatron pre-order.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. I said I almost want to cancel it, but this Yolo Park AMK Pro Series G1 Megatron model kit, amazing stuff. Absolutely love it. All right, moving on. Studio Series SS86-23 Ratchet in-hand images. So we had seen Ironhide before, and Ironhide looks amazing. Ratchet looks equally amazing. I mean, they're practically the same figure, just painted differently, sort of. And I'll get this joke out of the way now. At least they have heads. So I hadn't seen the Ratchet yet, but he looks so good. He looks so good. I'm trying to get to his... Did they not do alt mode images? Okay. We probably had those before, but I'm surprised they didn't do alt mode images. Any thoughts on Ratchet?
I mean, I'm fine with him. I mean, I before I got on the, you know, fill up the Beast Wars train,
mm-hmm.
I wanted both of these.
Right.
But I'm like, space issues. Like, if I had to choose one, it'd still be Ironhide, but...
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really need them. Like, they're awesome. I love that they actually have heads and, yep. You know, they look authentic to G1. But, mm-hmm. You know, same thing with, like, Braun showing up there, you know. Now you got the whole crew murdered by Megatron.
Yep.
Like I said, I like them a lot. I would have them, but...
Yeah.
Space issues.
Yep.
And I'm not a completionist.
Not for G1, you're not, so.
No. Well, even Beast Wars, I'm not, because, I mean, like, I'm missing several versions of different characters.
Right.
Unless their name is Rattrap and Megatron and Primal.
Yeah. I'm looking at this MDLX Megatron again that I did have pre-ordered from 3-0, and while it is cool... Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
Mike might dump it.
Yeah, might dump it in favor of the Yolo
Park. Of the better option.
Yeah. They're, like I said, until Yolo Park puts out a Hot Rod Erotimus, like, so far the MDLX-301 is pretty good. Alrighty then. So last up, we have the coverage of TFW 2005's coverage of the Hasbro 2023 Q2 earnings conference call. Another day, another dollar, actually $500 million, announcing their sale of E1 to Lionsgate. Toy Giant Hasbro kickstarted this quarter's earnings call. However, they did not forget to comment on the future of the Transformers franchise as well as the future of other entertainment franchises. Hasbro will keep the entertainment development aspect of its own brands under a new banner titled Hasbro Entertainment, but they will look towards partnering with Paramount Pictures as an example to carry out the executions. Hasbro
Entertainment. They said executions.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they're going to do to their franchise if they don't get it under control.
Yep. Hasbro Entertainment will be the new marquee for ongoing entertainment efforts after the sale closes. Under the leadership of Oliver Dumont, the current head of E1 Family Brands, Hasbro Entertainment's mission is to develop, finance, and produce entertainment based on the rich vault of Hasbro-owned brands. We will bring to life new original ideas designed to fuel all areas of Hasbro's blueprint, including toys, publishing, gaming, licensed consumer products, and location-based entertainment. In all bold letters, it says, we will retain a focused team of creative development and business affairs experts to shepherd the 30-plus Hasbro-based projects in development, working with the best studios and distribution platforms in Hollywood, including ongoing development of the Transformers and G.I. Joe franchises, Play-Doh, D&D, Magic the Gathering, and our board game portfolio. As part of the sale, we expect to move to an asset-light model for future live-action entertainment, relying on licensing and partnerships with select co-productions like our previously announced Transformers 1 animated film and the D&D live-action television series, both with our partners at Paramount. Now, I need to point out, this article was posted on August 3rd of this year. I don't know how any of this earnings call stuff that I just read is now working or not working because of the strikes in Hollywood. So no clue on that, but yeah,
shall be interesting for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Anything else, Transformers, you want to talk about?
Only that, I'm still working on various Transformer ideas as far as customs.
Cool.
Such as Beast Machine's Optimal Megatron.
Very cool, very cool.
I've got two different heads printed in different sizes. So one's like monstrously oversized.
Yes, of course.
Like, it's all for, like, my masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is, like, too small for anything. So I'll probably have to upsize the miniature one just a smidge to fit on, like, a Power of the Primes. And then get them put together and painted and... And then, of course, like I have plans for Backpack Primal.
Yes, yes, you do.
Yeah, but and then I'm trying to work on some stuff still with I got to finish repainting my Dragon Megatron with the red colors and some of the other stuff, and I might. I did print Inferno's flamethrower since last record.
Cool.
But yeah, so I'm kind of toying around with seeing where to go from here with some of it. kind of out of the masterpiece game, as it were. One space, two. I've got the ones I want.
Right. Exactly.
The leaders. But cool. Yeah, I don't know. So that's kind of what I've been working on, and then just trying to read some of the G2 and Dreamwave comics, and going back through the Beast Wars ones, kind of just as I was painting the IDW Megatron.
Interesting.
Yes. Still have to finish my stasis pod though. Putting the putting the glass lid on it.
Very cool, very cool. Oh boy. So yeah, I think that's it. I think we're probably gonna have to go to a quick ad break and then come back to close the show right after this.
This is not the end of it, Optimal Optimus. No, the universe cowered once at the name of Megatron, and it shall do so again!
Freedom is the right of all sentient beings, Megatron.
Then they'd better stay out of my way!
Oh, for booting up cold! Will you just shoot him?
I'm trying not to resort to that.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a punk rock band of brothers get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting.
Toy hunt by day, punk rock band by night. We'll take any excuse to get in the van.
We all collect different toy lines like those real American heroes.
G.I. Joe!
To the toys that are more than meets the eye, Transformers.
To He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
From vintage to modern and all topics in between, you can always expect some rowdy and passionate discussion, because we love talking toys here on the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Markham 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast, from the universe and beyond.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman, and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Not here! Do you understand? Take it outside!
We are back here on All Things Transformers, 15 years and still going.
15 years.
Yay!
Yeah, we shall see how much longer we continue.
Well, I know we have the next three comic episodes that we'll be doing, at least one. The next one will be out next week, I think, or it might be out this week. It just depends on, like I said, the pull bag is in upheaval right now. So, but we will have at some point, I think later this month, probably the next episode, besides the comic stuff, we will have a BotCon 2023 recap with an attending guest.
Ooh.
Yep. I reached out and he found said, a person. Yeah. Well, we already know, but I know you don't know yet, but you'll find out. But we already know. We know him. We love him. He likes a certain Autobot leader. He likes a certain Maximal leader kind of thing. But he is going to be attending BotCon as some sort of. He has his own card and everything else. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, do you want to do a recap? We've done recaps in the past, and it would be kind of cool to get somebody who was actually there as whatever to give us a recap. So that will be coming. What else you got going on?
Not much. Just kind of trying to catch up on a lot of different stuff. Now that things are somewhat getting back to normal.
Yeah. And normal. Normal is...
What's normal?
I don't know. I don't know what...
thing that people do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but I have no clue what normal is. There's no such thing as normal. Not anymore.
But, yeah, so... Yes. Other than maybe trying to profit off Megatron's voice. Or if nothing else, just show off.
Yes.
Yes. Megatron, terrorize.
Well, at least you're an actual person and not artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Or not somebody that, you know, thinks they do the voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Still salty on that one, are you, Megatron?
I will destroy them.
Yes.
Burn them in my own twisted spark.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. Well, you can close it out if you want.
Until next time, transform and transcend. Yes.
We're moving in.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.